This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to focus on the health of our nation, the health of our world. It's the talk radio world that we focus on in this hour. It's called the DJV Review of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio. It's the time during the week that the DJVers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, a new member of the gang here, looks at the charts for the week. It's a talk radio review of the big night, the big items. Sort of, I was going to say the nightmares, because that's kind of what this list is, a nightmare. The week of January 11th to the 15th is in focus, and we have top 10 stories to go through, the top 10 people list. In fact, they're usually complimentary. It's really kind of, when you look at this list, and has been this way for the last 4 or 5 months, the top 3-4 items are usually the ones that are way over in terms of time taken to review, way over the top, and the others are kind of just ancillary, that this is just there. For example, excuse me, number 10 this week is a focus on what has been a big story in the Midwest, certainly, and I said something about it earlier on, the Flint water situation. We were talking about water, Victoria and Jennifer were, as it applies to making bagels on the DJV program. But I do think that it's kind of worth a moment. It's worth more time than we've given it, because it is such an example of complete corruption and complete malfeasance in government. This is a textbook case. Anybody teaching a government course how to and how not to, the way this situation was handled, the arrogance, the ignorance, the sheer...
just cheap. A friend of the family owns a plumbing company, and when this Flint water crisis happened, his company was one of the contractors who went out to Flint, Michigan, from New York to bid on fixing the problem. And he said that the pipes were so old, and they had the option a long time ago to I don't know anything about pipes, but there was a certain
lead.
Type of
you don't
pipe
want lead.
That, right, I know that you don't want
pipe.
Lead in the water. Right.
Right.
So there was a certain type of another option that they had when they were redoing the systems years ago. They chose to take the cheap route, and then that's where they are now. And he said that when his company went and inspected the lead pipes, he said he had never seen, and he's been in the sewers of New York City, and he said he's never seen something so horrific. And they just chose to be really cheap about it. And then, you know, when you make cheap decisions, you pay for what you get, you know.
What he's talking about is galvanized pipe. Anybody who had that in their homes. I remember growing up, my father decided that we weren't getting enough water pressure, so he had somebody come in and look at the pipes, took the pipes apart, and they were loaded with rust. So every time you really turned the water on, you were drinking rust.
Right, right.
That's what I grew up
delicious
on. That's why I'm so healthy.
Great, the best bagels.
Right. All right, number 9 on the list is our religion. See, I think this belongs a little further up, frankly. I don't put the list together. Michael Harrison and his crew do. But my focus is on China, our relationship with China and Russia and Iran. The Chinese are at the bottom of pretty much every problem that we have domestically and internationally, not only us, but around the world. They're at the foot of it. And if they aren't, the Russians are. The Iranians are along for the ride. But there was a discussion that hasn't had too much attention this week about the Iranians, because we're so just wrapped up in trying to discredit Trump and all the air that takes out of the room. Meanwhile, the Iranians may have plotted to blow up the city of Washington, right? Isn't that sort of what's floating around
here? Well, that was the threat. They said it wasn't credible, but they hacked into traffic control.
Who said it wasn't credible?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. So someone hacked into air traffic control in New York on the Monday before the Wednesday Capitol attack, and they communicated a warning saying that the death of General Soleimani would be avenged, and they would fly a plane into the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. And so this is... Even though our intelligence sources said it's not credible, number one, it's scary as heck that they can hack into our air traffic control system,
yep.
because that, to me, could even be more dangerous than flying a literal plane into the United States Capitol, number one. Number two, in terms of what the loss of life could be if that were indeed something that they could do and do successfully. Number two, even if it wasn't a credible attempt, you would, and maybe, I don't know, maybe Rich or Kimmy, both of them are from Washington, D.C., and they're running things behind the scenes today, but when security light, when something like that, even when it's not credible, happens, you would think that security would be on point for whatever was going on, not to mention some of the rumblings that the FBI heard in advance of the Capitol. So it's a head-scratcher as to why it looked like a lot of people just sort of moseyed into the Capitol that day.
Rich, are you close to a microphone? If you are, let's talk about this for a second. The reality of what it feels like to be the originating network for these programs that I do at Radio America are located in... Excuse me, in Washington,
D.C.
Right. I'm choking on that. So what does it feel like to be there this week?
You know what? Since we are in the suburbs, like right now here in the studio, we're 4 miles away from Washington, D.C. And you kind of separate yourself from the craziness that goes on down there. We used to joke when our studios were 2 blocks from the White House after 9/11, and then we moved out here 4 miles away out in Arlington. I can see the White House from the roof of this building, but there's like this buffer. So it's really not that bad. Nobody is going downtown anymore because of COVID, because of all the craziness this past. It's a ghost town. I remember the freakiest experience I've ever had in my life is walking through D.C. and around the White House, or as close as you could get, on 9/11. It was empty.
I guess my question is, what does the security level feel like, though? Because wouldn't you think, knowing what was known about what could have happened on Wednesday, that security would have been a whole lot different? I mean, that's what I think smells really weird about some of the decisions. Capitol Police turned down help from Washington, D.C. It turned down help from the National Guard. And then there was a suicide over the weekend. Now, that could be survivor's guilt. We don't know what was going through that man's head who actually killed himself, like, last Saturday. But they're just... seems to be, I don't know, it sorted to me like the Las Vegas shooting where it just never felt right, the story that we were being given. I still feel like it doesn't feel right. That's just my own opinion, my own feeling. I have nothing to base that on, just my inner thoughts.
Well, there's a situation brewing here that's not good, whether it's this next week for the inauguration or going forward. There needs to be a break in this logjam, and one of the things is to not pay much attention. You know, the news media wants to still put some kind of a target on Trump's back. He's not going to be the president anymore. Move on. Let's get away from that and focus on other things that will be much more productive when it comes to moving our country forward. In a manner of speaking, the next item for consideration is the mental health of our country, which I think does need a lot of scrutiny for lots of different reasons. We'll get to that right after these words on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the DJV Show.
Sam's new projects needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
All right, moving back into our fold here, going over the charts from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Jay, you can jump in anytime. Matter of fact, some of the Jay Kirshner is in charge now of our social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. How much in general in the world of social media, never mind just ours, are these things coming into the fold? Is there a lot of discussion about some of these things, or is it all about what's going on with the inauguration, or is it all about Trump? Do you find a swing and a sway here?
I mean, definitely a lot of the conversation is weighing more towards political with COVID following up next, but all of the conversations are happening for sure. What's going on with the economy, what's going on in entertainment and pop culture, like Dustin Diamond, he has stage 4 cancer.
When did he start? I saw something about who was
Saved by the Bell. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Urban Meyer, who was a former head football coach for the Ohio State University, is now the head football coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was just named, and somebody went into Wikipedia and updated his like about section to include kind of like foreseeing the future that he's going to draft Trevor Lawrence. The Jags are going to go on 16-0 and win Super Bowl 56, which is a Super Bowl that will be happening next year against the Washington football team. I mean, it's since been updated and all that information has been removed, but social media has been having a field day with that.
A lot of people want some distractions, and that's good for mental health, which happens to be number 8 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Our own, the mental health of the nation individually. And I think part of that focus has come about, I don't know whether you want to thank Trump for it, but his mental state is something in question. At least it has been for me pretty much for the entire time he's been as the president. We're all the people who are ripping him apart and trying to villainize him and make him out to be something, some kind of a monster. I just have always said and thought and think it even more today that he has very disturbed mental problems and that nobody wants to seem, including him, seem to want to deal with them. what it does is...
I don't think that's true. I think he's a narcissist.
Well, I know you don't.
I think that's as far as it goes.
He's a narcissist. I think he's a bipolar.
He's been attacked for 4 years, ongoing. And I don't think...
But he brings it on some of it himself, Jennifer.
No, I mean, some of it maybe he steps on his own headlines, but he never got the peaceful transition of power that people were...
He steps on things besides
spy on all kinds of stuff, called crazy, all sorts of names.
He's created an aura around him that carried him from his personal life and into the public sector. You know, we all enjoyed watching him fire people when he was the star of that show.
The funny thing is, he never liked doing that, and from what I hear, he still doesn't like doing that.
What, firing people?
There's a lot of misreading. I know of what he has had around him, but he's had a lot of people who have turned on him, who have sold their stories, who have spied on him.
But why does that happen? If you hire, I know I've run my own business forever.
Why does that happen? Because he wasn't supposed to win. Why does that happen? Because he's an outsider and because he's disrupted the swamp. If he's done anything, he ruined the plan of the Mitch McConnells and the Chuck Schumers of the world, who were perfectly happy before Trump came along, playing the whole country.
Well, there may be something to that. Number 7 this week, focusing on the Constitution, our history, and how it plays into the inauguration. We get nostalgic about the past. We get close to inaugurations, I think, each time every 4 years. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
How
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV review of the hot hits and news talk radio from this week, ancillary to the Talk Radio Countdown Show that I do with Michael Harrison, that also appears on all of these stations pretty much either through the end of the week or over the weekend. And so we are working on the list. I'm going to bounce around a little bit here, though, because I want to get Jennifer's input on the inauguration, the lockdown we were just talking about, who's been arrested, who's worried about what. There are right-wingers who are crazy. There are left-wingers who are crazy. And they're creating this mayhem that, you know, one wonders how anybody really thinks this is good for us. Or is it just that we're so, Trump was a narcissist. Everybody's thinking about themselves. This is what
and
I
would
wanted.
Say it's not just Trump. Anybody who runs for presidency is pretty much because they think they can solve the problems of the free world. But there's a survey that came out this week, I think, and it was reported in Axios, and I'm going to say close to, if not maybe a little more than 70% of Americans, not on political party, but Americans think that the country is in a downward spiral, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think when we talk about the mental illness impact of a COVID-19 shutdown, when we talk about the hatred that's happening in political parties and political divisions across the country, people are feeling it, and I think they're feeling like the country is just not going in the right direction. I think as Americans, we have always been blessed to have a bit of optimism about things getting better and about improving our situations, and I feel like that optimism is dying, and it's dying really quickly. Yeah. And I don't think it's being helped along by all of this division in the news media and on social media. I can't tell you how many, I mean, every day I'm getting so many more attacks on social media than I ever have in my whole life. And why? You know, I'm just saying my opinion. They're saying theirs.
Right.
I mean, why? I don't go after an attack.
The cancel culture, it's called, among other things. So the impeachment of the president second time around, we're going to use this kind of like a kickstand to a bicycle. Now everybody is already in the Republican Party are going to try to impeach Biden before he even gets into office. I mean, this is lunacy. And it is creating, as you just suggested, to the downfall of the country, which is exactly what the Chinese want.
Right.
We're playing right into
snap impeachments have been normalized. So now you have Republicans making a dumb move. This one woman going to try to file articles of impeachment on Biden the first day just to make
for
a point.
He's not even there yet.
Right. That's the same argument that Republicans made. Why are you trying to impeach Trump? There's no real constitutional reason to do this. And so now we've normalized the snap impeachment. And so now when we don't like somebody, we're going to just impeach him. And what used to be the most powerful tool to be used in the Constitution to take out people is now just, it's been, there's a B word, you know what I'm talking about, but it's been advised because there is no, there's just no sense. There's no set of...
Is the word bastardized? Is that what you're trying to say? Yeah.
No, okay. I just didn't want to be rude to all the
people
out there.
Have you listened to some of the other talk radio programs on the air around the country? That's hardly rude. I used to be upset when people would say, I'm pissed off. I didn't think that should ever be on the air, but it's everywhere. People say, you could never say that. When I was a younger person in talk radio in the 70s and 80s, you couldn't say stuff like that. I don't like it, actually. But
I started in satellite where I could say anything, so I have to really make sure I don't say things.
Right.
Because terrestrial is very different rules.
All right. So number six on the countdown this week, story of race relations. I saw something I really want to spend some more time. There's a pastor in Houston, Texas, who got arrested for bilking millions and millions of dollars out of his church. And people who were black are saying, you only went after him because he's black. Why don't you go after Joel Osteen, who probably is guilty of the same things? He's probably right.
All those preacher people. It's ridiculous.
Incredible story of how they rip off millions and millions
from their supporters. Have a case against Joel Osteen, then, it's really hard to say, why don't you go after him?
28. The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has penned a formal letter of resignation in which he condemns the assault on the U.S. Capitol. Azar late Friday night said he will resign at noon on Wednesday. In the letter to President Donald Trump dated this past Tuesday, Azar says the attacks on the Capitol were an assault on our democracy and on the tradition of peaceful transitions of power. President-elect Biden is pledging to boost supplies of the coronavirus vaccine and set up new vaccination sites to meet his goal of 100 million shots in 100 days.
The vaccine rollout in the United States has been a dismal failure thus far. Our plan is as clear as it is bold. Get more people vaccinated for free. Create more places for them to get vaccinated. mobilize more medical teams to get shots in people's arms. Increase supply and get it out the door as soon as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Moving and shaking at the NRA, USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
The National Rifle Association is filing for bankruptcy and moving to Texas, where it will restructure as a nonprofit. In a statement, the gun rights group says this is a way to exit what it believes is a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York, where they have been based for 150 years. They chose Texas because the state is home to more than 400,000 NRA members.
The COVID variant that was first detected in the United Kingdom has reached another state. Oregon health officials announced late Friday the state's first case. It is not known where the individual contracted the virus. They have no known travel history. The variant has been detected in at least 12 states and 50 countries. A strain from South Africa has spread to at least 20 countries. The CDC says there is no evidence that the variants cause more severe illness or increase the risk of death. They also say it does not affect the effectiveness of the vaccines. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. We have a constituency that wants us to continually look at what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Thus, at the end of the week, the DJVers, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug are here at your service to go through the official list that comes from Talkers Magazine. The economy is number 5. How do you feel, Victoria, about your economic reality? Are you better off today? That was the old question Reagan asked when, and people answered no when he was running against Jimmy Carter. Are we better off today than we were last year at this time? That's almost laughable.
Jeez, I know, right? Yeah. To think of the suffering and how and how many of my friends have been through so much just struggle in the last 8-10 months. It's
and
horrible.
Do they realize when there's a government program as we have had and we are going to continue to have to sort of help us through all of this, that the money at the end of the day comes from someplace where nobody really seems to know where it's coming from? There have been those who've just said, they're printing money in Washington. Well, but they should
care
where
it comes
from.
But when you're thinking about, like, can I pay rent? Can I buy food?
What would happen if
the
government
weren't
there?
Can I get my business back?
If most countries don't have the kind of benevolent government that we do.
Oh, actually, that's not true during the pandemic. Have you read what European countries have done for businesses? They've actually paid. They've essentially completely supported businesses, and they've paid people to stay home and not work. And because, with the pandemic, they didn't want people going out. So in Europe, they've been subsidized.
Where does the money come from, though? Where does it come from?
I don't know. Whatever their... Wherever their government spending is, I don't know. I just know that the other countries have treated their citizens a lot better than... We've been arguing over $600, one check for $600, and other countries in Europe have actually helped people survive and pay rent and keep their houses and their mortgages, and I think we're a disaster. It's despicable.
Well, I think there's a lot more. I think it's a lot deeper than that, and there's a social aspect to it, the economic aspect to it. There's a toll that's being taken, and you have to wonder, You know, when it boils right down to the bottom line, I think that one of the real serious problems that nobody's dealing with on this is surface, subsurface, as deep as you can go. There are too many people on the planet, too many people in America, too many people in any area of the world, and they can't be managed. And that's one of the real problems. Helping out all these people that come, some people that have no skills, they have no job, they have no way of making a living, the mental health problems that exist, the physical problems. We're just creating problems on top of problems on top of problems that we keep kicking the can of whatever the problem is down the road instead of dealing with it as we ought to. In your own personal life, you can't create a situation economically that we've created in our country. You can't. And so what the toll, and the Chinese know this, when they released that virus in Wuhan, they knew what the implications were going to be, and they know now, they can see it. We're crumbling at the feet of our own sort of destruction. We're destroying ourselves by all of this infighting. I think it was Karl Marx who said that we will be destroyed from within, not from outside. But that doesn't mean we're going to get a little help inside from the Russians and the Chinese and whoever else wants to eat away at our core. So I find it very distressing looking at the numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number four on the countdown this week, I think you could argue that this might be a little more important than number four, but I'll leave it there because that's where the talkers list. You can find this list, by the way, every week posted at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, in talkers.com, the stories and the people. So let's talk about COVID and the implications. You were talking about what's going on overseas. I thought it was interesting, Victoria. People who have been infected by COVID may have immunity to the virus for 5 months, according to what the British have found out anyway.
Yeah.
It's
a moving number. We've seen so many different studies. You know, there was a study that came out a couple weeks ago. I believe it was originated here in the U.S., and they said that you might get 8 months of immunity. This new study from the U.K. says it's 5 months. I think it just, you know, it depends. But the problem, though, is that people who had the virus early on, February, March, April, May, their immunity is pretty much up if you go by these studies. And a lot of those people are refusing to get the vaccine because they think that they're still immune. So that's kind of the problem. And you can get reinfected. That's no one has disputed that yet. So I think it's a mess. We've had so many different things being thrown at us. It's hard to know what to believe.
So what do we believe? Where do we go with our beliefs? Everything's being shaken to the core, as I suggested a few minutes ago. COVID has done a number on us, and nobody really can explain to me, by the way, how it is. This has been my drum roll from the very beginning, why it is that something that has, I don't mean to diminish it, but the significance of this in terms of other problems like SARS that came and went, many more people died of that than are dying of this, and the economy wasn't disrupted the way this particular circumstance has presented itself.
Wait, more people died here of SARS? Because I don't think that's accurate.
I think that there are more people around the world. I'm not just talking about, we get so introspective. I'm talking about the global situation that has presented itself with COVID, because it is a global problem, and SARS and any other thing that's, I'm very much opposed to the way that we have handled this economically. Closing everything down to the detriment of a lot of people who have worked their lives, and it was out of their control, worked their lives to build a business, and it's destroyed. And so who is controlling? You know, that's the question again. Who controls the message? Who controls the fix? Who's in charge here? Are you in charge of your own life? Not anymore. You aren't in charge of your life. You have to do what the herd mentality. Now, I'm not disagreeing. I think wearing a mask and having the distancing is the way to fix this problem. But can you do that and still sort of run things in a fairly normal way? I'd like to think that was the case, and I think that the experience of the past bears that out. But there are a lot of selfish people also, and that's what we'd have thrown in our face. Well, look at all these people who don't do that. They're spoiling
well, they're
it for everybody
reason.
Else.
Yeah, and those people
well,
are
how
the reason
do you do?
We have to keep shutting down again.
Yeah, well, but what do you? How do you fix that? How do you not destroy? These people think that it's all about them. You talk about Trump being a narcissist. I think the world, certainly of America, is loaded with narcissists. It's all about me, me, me. We have the me generation, even. The generation that's behind me, your generation, has been referred to as the me generation.
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, what is that? What does that forestall? The generation after you, the Gen Xers, is that what they are?
That Gen X is ahead of me. Before the label of millennial came along, I was just a Gen Yer. So,
okay.
I don't know. Now everybody's all encompassed into millennial. It sort of stretches from, I don't know, 18 up to 39 or something. So I'm not really sure. But yeah, the Gen Z, which are the younger kids now, you know, that's who knows what
and
that generation will
be. The horse is out of the barn. You can't the social media impact, the devices that people are so. I mean, it's like we're becoming zombies. We pay attention to nothing but that device that's in our hand. Take it with you everywhere if you don't have one. I went to an appointment with a doctor yesterday, and I didn't have my iPhone with me, and he wouldn't let me in because I couldn't dial him or send him a text on my iPhone that I was there. So I choose not to bring my iPhone, so now I'm going to be penalized because I don't have it with me?
Well, you have to call ahead before the... No. Yeah, that's kind of how a lot of doctor's offices are working right
you
now.
You know what? That's not the way my life works. I don't carry the iPhone with me every place I go. I don't have it as
phone?
An appendage. Yeah, that's not the point. The point is that we've okay. become so dependent on those screens and the phones that we can't do anything on our own. And remember earlier, would you, this week?
Well, you're the exception on that one.
What was that? I don't think,
everybody else has a phone on them.
That doesn't mean it's right at all. It doesn't mean, because I'm the exception, it doesn't mean I'm right. Anyway, I was thinking about something.
You're like the guy who, like, insists on, I'm just going to keep riding my bicycle. I'm not going to give in to this newfangled automobile thing. I mean, it's like, yeah, the bicycle works, sure, but, you know, everyone else is in a car.
I'll have you know, I have a car with 500 horsepower engine in it, so I've left the bike behind.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. The inauguration and its impact, that's the next thing in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and you, Jay Kirshner, is monitoring our social. And if you care to express yourself on any of these things, people list now, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com every week for the list of the big news items that are being discussed on what they call News Talk Radio, talking about the news and the people in the news. Rick Snyder is at number 10. Xi Jinping, number 9. The Bobbsey twins from social media, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg, at 8. Rudy Giuliani, he's complaining because Trump says he's not going to pay him, number 7. Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar, and Mo Brooks at number 6. Mike Pence is in the 5th position. Joe Biden is 4th. Mitch McConnell, number 3. Ms. Pelosi at number 2. And the current president of the United States will be the last time we can say that on the countdown, because next week there'll be a new president. Donald Trump is number 1. It'll be interesting to see how important he stays as we cast a new anchor, if you will, with the new administration. Coming up, that's next week. That'll be one of the highlights, I'm sure, of the charts. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store this week at Staples?
New year, fresh start.
Get a head start this year with great deals on storage solutions, tech, and office essentials.
And now, only at Staples, HP Plus is available on HP OfficeJet Pro printers, like the HP 8025E wireless all-in-one printer for just $169.99.
HP Plus gives you double the warranty and 6 months of ink at no extra cost.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Start the year right and save at Staples.
Curbside available in most stores. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories this week. Pretty unique information from the charts that you can find at talkers.com. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is there. All the talk stuff. Number 10 on the list is a focus on water, what's happened in Flint. Number 9, our relationship with China, Russia, Iran. Number 8, mental health issues. First time I've seen this on the countdown, for a long time, maybe never before, focusing on what kind of shape our heads are in. The Constitution is number 7, race relations number 6, Black Lives Matter. Somebody started an issue this week, Blue Lives Matter, race relations, yep, that's number 6. The economy is number 5, COVID is 4, the First Amendment is 3, the aftermath of the attack on the Capitol is number 2, and the impeachment is number 1. That's the way they have circled the wagons, if you will, at Talkers Magazine. All right, so let's get at it here, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The situation with the Joe Biden inauguration. Very interesting that the news media has been told not to display, or anybody coming from any form of media, not to display their badges during the inauguration.
Yeah.
Not to, and that is because of their own safety? Is that, what's the reason?
Their own safety, because a lot of news media members were targeted during the Capitol riots, and they were attacked. So, mm-hmm. And a lot of people beaten, like, some of the images are horrific. I mean, just beaten badly, and just because they had a news lanyard. So, yeah, I think that's probably a wise thing.
All right, one of the things that's ancillary to this is how Airbnb has canceled all of their Metro Washington reservations. The impact of the impeachment and what happened with the Capitol attack last time, I thought that was a fairly interesting and insightful thing to do, and maybe a lot of people, I'm guessing a lot of people around the country haven't heard that story.
Perhaps. I think it's the smart thing to do liability-wise. I mean, you know, can you imagine if somebody who travels to an Airbnb, you get to check in without even meeting the host. It's usually it's that contactless check-in, and which I love because, you know, I don't like the people. So that's a good part of it. But can you imagine someone, let's say, just checks into an Airbnb, has tons of weapons, something bad happens, and then Airbnb would be liable for that. So I think it's a smart business move to just cancel everything.
All right. The other thing that has to do with the inauguration, and there's a connection between the inauguration and the Capitol attack after the certification of Biden becoming president, the FBI terrorist watch list. And who is watching that? The fact that so many of these people were in Washington for the events on January 6th, and the FBI was asleep at the switch completely.
Yeah.
Out to lunch.
I know, and we found out last week, and we talked about this in the DJV show, that there was an FBI warning. A report went out the day before, and for whatever reason, it was just largely ignored. I think it originated out of Northern Virginia, and I don't know why, but it was just ignored. So I just hope that everything is safe and everyone is safe and for the inauguration and that nothing happens. I've seen so much stuff on coming from dark web, and now that, you know, everyone got pushed off of Twitter, it scares me that people are getting pushed further and further underground, and we're not going to be aware of it.
Again, management issues with people. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the DJV overview of the hot hits and News Talk Radio, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to do Tech Talk from this past week. Top five items on the list of considerations. A lot of things, a lot of people are paying attention to CES. Let's find out what Victoria has done through her research to find the top five stories, starting with a new wireless charger. It's being sold by Apple, and if you have it, well, listen to what Victoria tells you to do with it.
Yeah, be careful if you have a Belkin portable wireless charger and stand, the special edition. It was sold in Apple retail stores and online on Apple and Belkin sites, but apparently they can catch fire and they can even shock the user. So no injuries or incidents have been reported yet, but they have apparently found through their own testing that these chargers that were sold between July of 2020 and October of 2020 are being voluntarily recalled. So the stand has a 10,000 amp power capacity. It can charge at high speeds. It's got a lot of power to it, and apparently it leaves it vulnerable to overheating and catching fire, and then, of course, giving someone an electric shock if they mishandle it. So if you own one of these Belkins, you can go to the Belkin support site and figure out how you can get a refund and send the product back. So just be very careful. This is the reason, actually, why Apple was so slow to list wireless chargers in their store, because the risk of overheating and shocking the user is really pretty high with a lot of these. So they finally went forward with the Belkin, and then here we are now recalling it. So that's why they're not that easy to find.
All right, number four, the cancellation of Airbnb spaces.
Yeah, Airbnb and their subsidiary Hotel Tonight, which is a last-minute hotel booking site. It's actually very convenient. You're traveling into a city and you don't want to book in advance. It's actually a really helpful tool. So all of those bookings in the D.C. metro area have been canceled. If you are an Airbnb host, they are not losing money. They're actually going to be reimbursed by Airbnb. But because they have no security in these Airbnb sites, they have no There are no security cameras. It's just too difficult for them to monitor the situation and to monitor who's going in and out of these units. So they've just decided, for safety, for everybody's sake, they're just canceling all the reservations.
Number three, a rival for WhatsApp.
If you had asked me a week ago what Signal was, I would have told you a million things, like car Signal. Like, I could have told you a million things, but I never would have known. Yeah, never would have known that it was an actual app. But now everybody seems to know about Signal. They have had a 4,200% increase in downloads this week because they are they were a very, very small rival to WhatsApp. Now they're a big baller. And WhatsApp, of course, at last Wednesday, as literally as people were breaking into the Capitol and no one was talking about anything else, WhatsApp decided to send a notification to their users that, oh, by the way, if you don't sign on and agree to giving away all of your personal data to Facebook, which is the owner of WhatsApp as of a couple years ago, then you will lose access to the app. Well, this obviously did not sit well with people, and once things calmed down with the Capitol riots and people started paying attention to their emails again, everyone decided to get rid of WhatsApp, and they have downloaded Signal. Elon Musk and Edward Snowden, two very polarizing figures, they both endorsed Signal, and so right at that moment, actually last week, there was an 11,700% increase in Signal downloads.
Number two, at-home testing for COVID.
This has been something that a lot of people have been waiting for since basically the pandemic began. So it's almost 1 year now since these the cases of COVID. And if you go onto Amazon, you can buy a Dexterity Diagnostics at-home COVID saliva test. It's $110 for a single test, or you can buy a bundle of 10 for $1,000. And these are the most accurate saliva tests. Takes about 2 days to get your test results sent back to you.
Number one.
Well, the big story this week, all the big tech has pulled their funding from political figures. We'll see where this goes. It's a developing story.
No, we have a mistake here. We still have a minute. So where we have, let's give people a little more information on the
So Facebook, Microsoft, AT&T, and Google all announced this week after the Capitol riots that they are freezing all of their political funding, and they're going to reassess. What this really means is they right now know they're under scrutiny, and they don't really want to have the public be digging into who they give their money to. That's what this really means. This isn't about, oh, the moral high ground, and we're just going to, you know, we don't want to support anyone who was against the election or was for the rioting. What this really means is they give to the left, the right, the center, they give to everybody, and they don't want anyone to really put a spotlight on whose pockets they're lining. And I think it's a cynical take on it, but that to me is just the truth. So they have put out this statement that it's about, you know, the election. It's not. This is just about covering their own butts, basically.
All right, so there you go. The top five tech stories of the week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.